to do with him. He is only going to give us distress. He is only going to make us feel angry. So everything has to be connected with him. Only then the soul is going to be completely satisfied. So he instructs Vedavyasa on how he must glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because if he glorifies, then all of us will get the benefit when we read about the Lord. And then he talks about his own life, his own previous life. And he talks about how he was born to a maid servant who used to work in an ashram. And there during the Chaturmasya, the Bhaktivedantists came, and his mother used to serve them very sincerely. And Narad Muni also used to serve them. And he talks about his own nature, about how he was very self-controlled, how he was not into sporting, how he was very focused into that. He did not speak more than required. He was not naughty. And he was taking the remnants of their prasad. And then by doing all of that, he became purified in heart. And at that time, the very nature of the transcendentalists became attractive to me. So, you know, this entire section till verse 30 is about how, by the association of pure devotees, one develops transcendental qualities themselves and one develops an attraction to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we will continue reading this section. I think we did till text 25. I'm sure about that. And maybe we did, so I'm just, I always forget which verse.
We finished till 25, Mataji.
25, okay, we'll do from 26 then. Tatranvaham Krishna Katha. Okay, what's going on?
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Yeah, what happened? In Skype, the call got disconnected. But now you all can hear me, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mataji, I think we did the 21st
one. No, I think we talked about Narad Muni's past life also.
Yeah.
So we did till 25, where he talks about his life and how he is in the ashram. His mother is a maid servant in the ashram, and then he serves the Bhakti Vedantas. Then he talks about his own mood. So we did all of that. So now we'll do text 26. Tatranvaham Krishna Katha Pragayatam Anugrahena Shrinavam Manoharah Tashvadhyamenupadam Vishindata Priyashravasyangamavabhavadruchi. Translation. So he's talking about how he's developing the taste to hear about the Lord. So he says, O Vyasadeva, in that association, and by the mercy of those great Vedantists, I could hear them describe the attractive activities of Lord Krishna. And thus listening attentively, my taste for hearing of the personality of Godhead increased at every step. So, it's a very transcendental verse. Actually, all verses are transcendental, because I can see that only in a few verses. But this is like very beautiful. You know, what Narad Muni is explaining here is perfectly connected with what we read in the second chapter of the Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, which was Divinity and Divine Service. And in the email today, I gave a link to that also, about how this is linked. So there we read about how the first step, how to get affinity for hearing the Lord's message is text 16, 1 to 16, is to, by serving the pure devotees. Right? So by the when we serve the pure devotees, and we have the right mood, just like Narad Muni, we attract their mercy. Right? Or rather, before even we can do that, you know, it is by the mercy of the devotees themselves, by Sakam Kripa themselves, that we get an opportunity to serve the devotees, do Mahat Seva. Right? And when we do Mahat Seva, the faith in the process of bhakti increases, Shraddha increases. Right? So this is what Narad Muni is talking about. By the mercy of those devotees only, he wants to serve the devotees. And by serving the devotees, he is developing some faith, and he is developing an affinity to hear the message of the Lord, right? And what is that verse? Shushrusho Shraddhanasya Vasudeva Kachaya Katharuchi Siyan Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirtha Nishevanat. So, that is, what did we read in the second chapter? Oh, twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva. Right? So then, we read many things in that. And in the table that I shared with all of you, there is a link of how to get affinity for hearing the Lord's message. In that table, if you click on that. So we should cooperate with these people in all respect. And when we serve them, the Lord is more pleased. Mad bhakta puja adhika. So the service to my devotees is greater than the service to myself. So the Lord is very pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. And when we serve the servants of the Lord, we also gradually get the quality of such servants, and we become qualified to hear the glories of the Lord. Right? And this such eagerness that we have to hear about the Lord, is a first qualification for us to enter the kingdom of God. And then we also, when we were reading at that time, we read a reference from Shivaram Swami's book, Shuddha Bhakta Chintamani, on eligibility for devotion. And in that he says, by rendering service to the devotees, it gives neophytes the strength to resist their lower conditioned nature and to stick to the higher, pure ideal of pleasing the Lord. So when we keep company of superior Vaishnavas, we are able to control our lower nature. And then our impure faith does not take us away from the path of pure devotion. But because we are serving such pure devotees, we get the strength that the impure faith gradually starts cleansing and becomes more and more pure. Right? So the service to devotees is very, very important. And Narad Muni is giving us an example in his life. That is the key. If you want to hit somewhere, that is the place you want to hit. So we'll read. So Prabhupada's purport explains one very nice concept. When I read it, I was very, very amazed. And it's in the middle of the purport. Since the gross and subtle bodies are emanation from the personality of Godhead, the knowledge of light permits one to engage both of them in the service of the Lord. So this is the purport to the text that we just read, 1527. The gross body, so the Prabhupada is explaining how the gross and the subtle bodies have to be engaged in service. The gross body should be engaged in acts of rendering service to the Lord, as in bringing water, cleansing the temple, making obeisances, you know, all the service that we do in the, like, you know, cleaning the temple, washing the pots, welcoming people, like that. You're using your body in the service, right? So the path of Archana, or worshipping the Lord in the temple, involves engaging one's gross body in the service of the Lord. Similarly, the subtle mind should be engaged in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, thinking about them, chanting his name, etc. So gross body is engaged in physical acts of rendering service. And subtle body should be engaged by hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, thinking about them, chanting his names, etc., and repeating those pastimes, sharing those pastimes with other people. So that's how your subtle body is engaged in the service. And then, you know, we have to make our subtle body more and more full with the pastimes of Krishna, with the desires for service to Krishna, with all the planning that we do for serving Krishna. So even if you have to, so the more we engage in service, the more our subtle body gets full of Krishna consciousness. Because you're all the time thinking about how to engage in service. And the more your subtle body gets purified, the more you engage your gross body in the service of the Lord. And all such activities are transcendental. None of the gross or subtle senses should otherwise be engaged. Such realization of transcendental activities is made possible by many, many years of apprenticeship in the devotional service, but simply attraction of love for the personality of Godhead as it was developed in Narad Muni by hearing is very effective. So Prabhupada says that to develop such an attraction can take a very long time, but if we serve the pure devotees and develop this attraction to hear, and we hear very, very carefully, then we will also have a realization of such transcendental activities, and it can come very fast. Text 28. इत्थं शरत् प्राविशिकावृतु हरे विश्रन्वतो मेनु सुवं यशोमलम् सङ्कीर्तयमानं मुनिभिर्महात्मभिर् भक्ति प्रवृत्तात्मरजस्तमोपः. ट्रान्स्लेशन्: Thus, during two seasons, the rainy season and autumn, I had the opportunity to hear those great-souled sages constantly chant the unadulterated glories of Lord Hari. As the flow of my devotional service began, the coverings of the modes of passion and ignorance vanished. Right? So here, basically, he is there in the ashram. The Bhakti Vedantists are there in that ashram for the Chaturmas, you know, in the rainy season and the autumn season. And they are holding Krishna Katha. Right? They are organizing Krishna Katha. They are speaking about the persons of the Lord. Right? There may be many people in that ashram. But Narad Muni had the attraction. And why? Because of his own good qualities of him being self-controlled, sober, not speaking more than required, being grave. And by virtue of his service to the devotees. So when he served the devotees, he developed that attraction. And during those 4 months, he was able to take advantage. Right? Here also in the temple, there is a lot of Krishna Katha going on. Sometimes we go, sometimes we don't go. Because we don't have so much taste. So we have to develop the taste. And that taste will come by serving the devotees of the Lord. Right? So here, towards the middle again, as the river flows on till she reaches the sea, similarly, pure devotional service flows by the association of pure devotees till it reaches the ultimate goal, namely transcendental love of God. Such a flow of devotional service cannot stop. On the contrary, it increases more and more without limitation. The flow of devotional service is so potent that any onlooker also becomes liberated from the influence of the modes of passion and ignorance. These two qualities of nature are thus removed, and the living being is liberated, being situated in his original position. So this also, this particular explanation is also there in that that table from the text, from the chapter 2. And it is in text 19. So it is explaining how the progressive steps of bhakti. So we first, so by the mercy of the pure devotees, we get a chance to serve the devotees. When we serve the devotees, we develop an urge to hear. When we develop an urge to hear, Lord personally cleanses the desire for material enjoyment from our heart. And by therefore, by daily serving the person Bhagavat, that is the devotees, and by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, all the unwanted things from our heart start leaving us, almost completely destroyed. And then text 19 was the same thing about these effects of mode and passion that Narad Muni is talking about, right? We are all struggling with these effects of mode and passion in our mode of good ignorance and passion that is there in our heart. So that particular verse in text 19 was also saying the same thing. It says, तदा राजस्तमो भाव काम लोभादयश्चेह चेत एतैर अनाविद्धं स्थितं सत्ते प्रसीदत. Right? So it indicates that it is very difficult to advance in the grip of passion and ignorance, because from passion comes distraction and laziness comes from ignorance. But when we engage in the service of the pure devotees, we hear the message of the Lord, then gradually these effects go away and we become Stitam Satve Prasidati. We become situated in goodness and we feel fully happy. And gradually, we become situated more in our constitutional position, as Prabhupada is explaining, being situated in his original position. Text 29. Tasyevam menuruktasya prashitasya hatainasha shraddhadhanasya balasya dantasya anucharasya cha. I was very much attached to those sages. I was gentle in behaving, and all my sins were eradicated in their service. In my heart, I had strong faith in them. I had subjugated the senses, and I was strictly following them with body and mind. So when we hear and when we serve, we develop attachment for the saintly people. And then again, Narad Muni is talking about himself. He's telling that it was his behavior also. So we have to follow this quality of Narad Muni. So one more thing he's telling about the quality of a good disciple. That he was gentle in behavior. We heard he was self-controlled. He was not sporty. He spoke only as much as required. He was not distracted. He was serving very sincerely. And he pleased them. And here also he's telling he was very gentle in his behavior. And by doing service, And by serving these pure devotees, all the sins were eradicated. And therefore, all the abhadras were leaving the heart, and therefore, the faith became stronger and stronger. And then he was able to have sense control, and he was strictly following them with body and mind. So, purport, these are the necessary qualifications of a prospective candidate who can expect to be elevated to the position of a pure, unadulterated devotee. Such a candidate must always seek the association of pure devotees. One should not be misled by a pseudo-devotee. He himself must be plain and gentle to receive the instructions of such a pure devotee. A pure devotee is a completely surrendered soul unto the personality of Godhead. He knows the personality of Godhead as the supreme proprietor, and all others are as his servitors. And by the association of pure devotees only, it looks like Skype has died again. Just a minute. Hare Krishna. I have no idea what's going on Skype. Just a minute. Okay, it's showing me busy. Anyway, I'll continue. And by the association of pure devotees only, one can get rid of all the sins accumulated by mundane association. A neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee, and he should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. These are the signs of a devotee who is determined to achieve success even in the existing duration of life. So we must faithfully, see, Prabhupada is giving us the formula. We must faithfully serve a pure devotee, and we must be very obedient and strictly follow the instructions. Right? So we have to do this. Just hold on. I'm worried about the Skype people. What's going on? Oh, I think I got out of the phone. Okay, sorry, I don't know what happened for the people on Skype. I just saw that the call died. And then I tried calling again, then I couldn't connect. And then now it's telling me that I am out of the call. So I joined the call again. Sorry about that. We just read the purport to X29. And we discussed that how Prabhupada is giving us the formula. In the last line of the purport, he's telling a neophyte devotee must faithfully serve the pure devotee. And he should be very much obedient and strictly follow the instructions. These are the signs of a devotee who is determined to achieve success even in the existing duration of life. And then we also read in the second chapter that when we are doing some service, we have to do it under the authority of a senior, because they will guide us on how to properly do the service. Then we will get proper realization in service. So text 30. Jnanam guhyatamam yattat sakshat bhagavato uditam ango vachan gamishyanta kripaya dina vatsanaha. As they were leaving, those bhakti vedantistas who are very kind to pure-hearted souls instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the personality of Godhead himself. Okay, just one more minute. I have somebody asking me something on Skype. Sure. Okay. So now he's telling that he got that association for so many days, and then now those people are leaving. You know, I need help in managing this guy. Just hold on. There's somebody calling me. Okay. Hold on, the Devi Suganya Madhuri is trying to join, but she is not online, so I can't add her to the call. Just hold on people on. I can't add. I think Skype has big time issues today. Okay, somebody is shooting the gun. Yeah, please go on mute. Can you all hear me on Skype now? I have no idea what's going on Skype. I'm sorry to disturb everyone. It's beyond my control though. Anyway, we are reading text 30 now. I would request everyone to please go on mute. If I appreciate that. Okay. So text 30 is now, you know, Narad Muni has offered his service. He has been a good disciple. He has offered sincere service. And by the mercy of those Bhakti Vedantists, he is developing attraction to hear about the Lord. And he has become fixed in his service. And then when they are leaving, because they are pleased with what all Narad Muni is doing, then they give him even more further details about the personality of Godhead. More confidential knowledge. Okay. And what is that? I think Madhavi, you need to go on mute. There seems to be a lot of gunshots coming from you. Okay, now she's on mute. All right. Now somebody can't hear me. Why are you not able to hear? Okay, people on Skype, I don't know what's going on. So if you can't hear me, then, you know, we don't have much time left. If you can join the conference call, I'd appreciate that. I'm not able to fix this service right now. I don't know what's wrong on Skype. I apologize. All right, so if you are having problems hearing me, maybe you all can join me on the conference call. Because I can't do anything about it right now in the middle of the call. So here we see that, you know, they reveal further knowledge to Narad Muni, right? And then text 31. Yenaivaham bhagavato vasudevasya vedasaha mayanubhavam vidam yena gacchanti tatpadam. By that confidential knowledge, I could understand clearly the influence of the energy of Lord Sri Krishna, the creator, maintainer and annihilator of everything. By knowing that, one can return to him and personally meet him. So here, Narad Muni is asking about, he's telling that when they gave me that more confidential knowledge, I was able to see everything properly. I could see, you know, that he is the creator, maintainer and annihilator of everything. You know, everything is moving under his control. Right? So then when he understood that more deeply, you know, further confidential knowledge about the Lord, then he was feeling more fixed in his devotional service, and he realized that by doing this, one can return to him and personally meet the Lord. Right? So in the middle of the purport, the Lord desires, as he has directly said in the Bhagavad Gita, that all conditioned souls rotting in the kingdom of material energy come back to him by giving up all engagements in the material world. This is the most confidential. This is the most confidential part of knowledge. But this can be understood only by the pure devotees, and only such devotees enter the kingdom of God to see him personally and serve him personally. The concrete example is Narada himself, who attained this stage of eternal knowledge and eternal bliss. And the ways and means are open to all, provided one agrees to follow in the footsteps of Sri Narad Muni. According to Shruti, the Supreme Lord has unlimited energies without effort by him. And these are described under the three principal headings described above. So when we understand, again, Prabhupada is explaining the particular translation. Text 32. So far, Narad Muni has been describing his own story and how by serving the devotees of the Lord, we can get attraction towards the Lord. So far he explained his story, and now he's telling from 32 to 40, he's advising Vyasadeva to reveal in his writing the principle of hearing about the Almighty Lord and working for him. Just like Narad Muni has explained his own example, he's hearing about the Lord and he's working for the Lord, serving the devotees. So now Narad Muni is telling him that, you know, you have to explain this thing in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is how people will come out of the dense darkness of Kali Yuga. So text 32. एतासं सूचितं ब्रह्मं तापत्रय चिकित्सितं यद् ईश्वरे भगवति कर्म ब्रह्मणि भावितं. Translation: O Brahmana Vyasadeva, it is decided by the learned that the best remedial measure for removing all troubles and miseries is to dedicate one's activities to the service of the Supreme Lord, Personality of Godhead. So this purport is very long, but is very nice. I'll read the first few lines, then I'll request somebody on the conference call to read the remaining part. So Sri Narad Muni personally experienced that the most feasible and practical way to open the path of salvation or get relief from all miseries of life is to hear submissively the transcendental activities of the Lord from the right and bona fide sources. This is the only remedial process. The entire material existence is full of miseries. Foolish people have manufactured out of their tiny brains many remedial measures for removing the threefold miseries pertaining to the body and mind, pertaining to the natural disturbances and in relation with other living beings. Now everyone is struggling, but the only remedy is to hold on to the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord and to hear about the Personality of God. So now we will read from the bottom of the purport, about 10 lines or 8 lines from the bottom. Maybe I'll just read it. Wealth is considered to be the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and the Lord is Narayana, or the husband of Lakshmi. Try to engage Lakshmi in the service of Lord Narayana and be happy. That is the way to realize the Lord in every sphere of life. The best thing is, after all, to get relief from all material activities and engage oneself completely in hearing the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. But in the case of the absence of such an opportunity, one should try to engage in the service of the Lord everything for which one has a specific attraction. And that is the way of peace and prosperity. The word samsuchatam in this tanda is also significant. One should not think for a moment that the realization of Narada was a childish imagination only. So one may think, oh, he was a small boy and, you know, all this he's just imagining. Prabhupada is telling it is not like that. It is so realized by the expert and erudite scholars, and that is the real import of the word samsuchitam. So engage everything in the service of the Lord is the main thing. So Narad Muni wants Vyasadeva that whatever literature he's writing down, he should emphasize on the hearing process and how people can engage whatever they have in the service of the Lord. Just give me one moment. Okay. I don't know maybe what's going on. All right. So text, just one more minute. Okay, now it looks like Skype is behaving itself. Okay. Madhuri Tatti Mataji, yes, you're on the call now. All right. So now text 33. So Narad Muni is further explaining the same thing. And he's telling, Amayo yascha bhutanam jayate yena sugrata tad eva yamayam dravyam na punati chikitsitam. Translation: A good soul, does not a thing apply therapeutically? Okay, Madhi Madhiji, the disturbance is coming from your side, not mine. All right. So a good soul, does not a thing applied therapeutically cure a disease which was caused by that very same thing? Purport. So we can read, I'll request Amuta Madhiji, she's still on the call, to read this entire purport. It's very basic. Prabhupada is explaining not the entire, maybe till that is the secret of spiritual success. Maybe the first few lines. Amuta Madhiji, can you please read?
Okay, Mataji. Start from the we should not try, or the from the beginning?
We should not not try. No, read from the beginning till that secret of spiritual success.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. An expert physician treats his patient with a therapeutic diet. For example, milk preparations sometimes cause disorder of the bowels, but the very same milk converted into curd and mixed with some other remedial ingredients cures such disorders. Similarly, the threefold miseries of material existence cannot be mitigated simply by material activities. Such activities have to be spiritualized, just as by fire iron is made red hot and thereby the action of fire begins. Similarly, the material conception of a thing is at once changed as soon as it is put into the service of the Lord. That is the secret of spiritual success. Hare Krishna Mataji.
So here the Lord is telling that we have to Prabhupada is telling how we have to use everything in the service of the Lord. So does not mean we run away from the material nature. Whatever we have, we use it properly in the service of the Lord and we spiritualize everything. So then the way we see things also changes. We don't see them as something that are going to serve our senses, but we see them as how can they serve the senses of the Lord. That's how we start seeing them. Just a minute. Yeah. So text 34. Evam minam kriya yoga sarve samsviti hetava taivatma vilashaya kalpante kalpita pare. So translation. Thus, when all a man's activities are dedicated to the service of the Lord, those very activities which cause his perpetual bondage become the destroyer of the tree of work. So now it's explaining, right? We are doing all this job and everything. And then, it is entangling us. We are doing all this, engaging with the material energy and all that, right? So, but if we dedicate everything to the service of the Lord, the way we raise our children, the way we're cooking, shopping, cleaning, everything, we shop because we want to use those things in Krishna's service. Or we cook because we want to cook for Krishna. So then our shopping also becomes purified because we are cooking for Krishna. And then if we are going to work also, then even that becomes purified because whatever you are doing it to please the Lord nicely by your activities. And you engage those particular results of that work in the service of the Lord. So everything becomes purified. And when we think like that, then all the bondage that we have because of all this work that we do, all the karma that we accumulate, then we are not accumulating karma. Then we are doing akarma actually, right? When we are engaging everything in the service of the Lord, you can read this purport. So Prabhupada is explaining the thing. The crux of the thing is one critical line he has read. The propensity for enjoyment may be turned into the desire for serving the mission of the Lord. By doing so, one's activity is changed into karma yoga, or the way by which one can attain spiritual perfection while engaging in the work for which he has a natural tendency. So you can read this purport in detail. So just extend the same thing. Next 35. Yadatra kriyate karma bhagavat paritoshanam jnanam yattat tadanim hi bhakti yoga samanditam. Translation. Whatever work is done here in this life for the satisfaction of the mission of the Lord is called bhakti yoga, a transcendental loving service to the Lord. And what is called knowledge becomes a concomitant factor. So basically, what our lives have to become service to the Lord. We have to think like that. I want to make this life of mine a service to the Lord and His devotees. I want to constantly be engaged in the service of the Lord. So when we are doing that, then we are engaged in bhakti yoga. And then all the jnana automatically comes. That's what it means, concomitant factors, right? We already read in the second chapter that jnanam and vairagyam come as a byproduct, as made servants of bhakti, right? So when we work properly in the service of the Lord, then automatically that becomes bhakti yoga, and automatically all the jnana and vairagya automatically follow because of the higher taste. Text 36. Kurvana yatra karmani bhagavat chikshaya sakrit ग्रिणन्ति गुणनामानि कृष्णाय ध्यानुस्मरन्ति च. सो असकृत् आलरेडी वी रेड दिस वर्ड असकृत् चिकित्सया असकृत् असकृत् कॉन्स्टेंटली एंड वी रेड दिस इन द कुंती महारानी के भाग मदन मति दैट माय अटेंशन टू यू मस्ट फ्लो कंटिन्यूअसली असकृत् विदाउट डिविएशन जस्ट लाइक द गंगा मस्ट रिसीव. So the same thing is being said here, translation. While performing duties according to the order of Shri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one constantly remembers him, his name and his qualities. Purport. And then in this particular purport, one minute, let me see what part I have highlighted. This is text 35. It's a very nice purport. I think we should read this entire purport. It's very long, but it's very nice. Anyone on the conference call, can you please read the purport?
Hare Krishna Mataji, I'll read it.
Yes, please.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. An expert devotee of the Lord can mold his life in such a way that while performing all kinds of duties, either for his or for this or the next life, he can constantly remember the Lord's name, fame, qualities, etc. The order of the Lord is distinctly there in the Bhagavad Gita. One should work only for the Lord in all spheres of life. In every sphere of life, the Lord should be situated as the proprietor. According to the Vedic rites, even in the worship of some demigods like Indra, Brahma, Saraswati and Ganesha, the system is that in all circumstances, the representation of Vishnu must be there as Yagneshwara, or the controlling power of such sacrifices. It is recommended that a particular demigod be worshipped for a particular purpose, but still the presence of Vishnu is compulsory in order to make the function proper. Apart from such Vedic duties, even in our ordinary dealings, for example in our household affairs or in our business or profession, we must consider that the result of all activities must be given over to the Supreme Enjoyer, Lord Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has declared himself to be the Supreme Enjoyer of everything, the Supreme Proprietor of every planet and the Supreme Friend of all beings. No one else but Lord Sri Krishna can claim to be the proprietor of everything within his creation. A pure devotee remembers this constantly, and in doing so, he repeats the transcendental name, fame and qualities of the Lord, which means that he is constantly in touch with the Lord. The Lord is identical with his name, fame, etc. And therefore, to be associated with his name, fame, etc. constantly means actually to associate with the Lord. The major portion of monetary income, not less than 50%, must be spent to carry out the order of Lord Krishna. Not only should we give the profit of our earning to this cause, but we must also arrange to preach this cult of devotion to others, because that is only one of the orders of the Lord. The Lord definitely says that no one is more dear to him than one who is always engaged in the preaching work of the Lord's name and fame all over the world. The scientific discoveries of the material world can also be equally engaged in carrying out his order. He wants the message of the Bhagavad Gita to be preached among his devotees. It may not be so done amongst those who have no credit of austerities, charities, education, etc. Therefore, the attempt must go on to convert unwilling men to become his devotees. Lord Chaitanya has taught a very simple method in this connection. He has taught the lesson for preaching the transcendental message through singing, dancing and refreshment. As such, 50% of our income may be spent for this purpose. In this fallen age of quarrel and dissension, if only the leading and wealthy persons of society agree to spend 50% of their income in the service of the Lord, as it is taught by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is absolute certainty of converting this hell of pandemonium to the transcendental abode of the Lord. No one will disagree to partake in a function where good singing, dancing and refreshment are administered. Everyone will attend such a function, and everyone is sure to feel individually the transcendental presence of the Lord. This alone will help the attendant associate with the Lord and thereby purify himself in spiritual realization. The only condition for successfully executing such spiritual activities is that they must be conducted under the guidance of a pure devotee who is completely free from all mundane desires, fruitive activities and dry speculations about the nature of the Lord. No one has to discover the nature of the Lord. It is already spoken by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita, especially, and in all other Vedic literatures generally. We have simply to accept them in toto and abide by the orders of the Lord. That will guide us to the path of perfection. One can remain in his own position. No one has to change his position, especially in this age of variegated difficulties. The only condition is that one must give up the habit of dry speculation aimed at becoming one with the Lord. And after giving up such lofty, puffed up vanities, one may very submissively receive the orders of the Lord in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam from the lips of a bona fide devotee whose qualification is mentioned above. That will make everything successful without a doubt. Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for reading this very long and nice purport. So it begins with how, but it first begins the purport with how we have to engage ourselves properly, you know, to our activities and our wealth and everything, and constantly remember the name, fame and qualities of the Lord. And then he changes the tone as to how we have to bring other people also to this particular thing. And what I find very beautiful, and I can connect something very closely with this, you know, you organize nice functions, singing, dancing and refreshments, you know, nice functions. But these functions must be conducted under the guidance of a pure devotee who is completely free from all mundane desires, fruitive activities and dry speculation. So, theater is like a festival place. So many festivals happen. But they are all doing it under Harivilas Prabhu's guidance. That's a very nice thing. So, we have to bring people to this thing. And Narad Muni is giving us a formula how we ourselves can engage and how we can bring other people also. Text 37. Om Namo Bhagavate Tubhyam Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Namashankarshanaya Cha. So let us chant the glories of Vasudeva along with his plenary expansions Pradyumna, Aniruddha and Shankarshana. So here this, you know, this thing is being said of in the last paragraph we will read. Now the question which was raised by the great rishis headed by Shaunaka regarding the confidential part of Suta's achievement through the spiritual master is explained herein by the chanting of this hymn consisting of 33 letters. And this mantra is addressed to the four deities of the Lord with his plenary expansion. The central figure is Lord Shri Krishna because the plenary portions are his eye camp. The most confidential part of instruction is that one should always chant. Remember the story of the Lord Shri Krishna. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with his different plenary portions, expanded as Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. These expansions are the original deities for all other truths, namely Mother Vishnu Tattva or Shakti Tattvas. So here is being said like how we have to meditate, but we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Text 38. Iti murtya vidhanena mantra murti mamurtikam yajate yagna purusham samyak darshana puman. Translation. Thus he is the actual seer who worships in the form of transcendental sound representation the Supreme Personality of Godhead Vishnu who has no material form. So we have to worship in transcendental sound representation. So basically we have to worship holy name and we have to chant very nicely and very sincerely because he has no material form. The Lord only has a spiritual form and we can access his form through the holy name. So next verse, text 39. Imam svanigamam brahman navetya madanushtitam adanme jnanam aishwaryam swasmin bhavam cha keshava. O Brahmana, thus by the Supreme Lord Krishna, I was endowed first with the transcendental knowledge of the Lord, as inculcated in the confidential parts of the Vedas, then with the spiritual opulences, and then with his intimate loving service. So he's explaining the different stages of how he's able to first get the knowledge, then understand the spiritual opulences, and then he gets his loving service. And Prabhupada write down, a pure devotee towards the end of the purport is more interested in serving the Lord than in showing an exhibition of the mystic powers dormant in him. So the service to Krishna is not about us, it's about serving Krishna. It's not about showing our glories, but it's about glorifying Lord Shri Krishna through our service. Sri Narada has explained all these from his personal experience, and one can obtain, Prabhupada is blessing us here, all the facilities which Sri Narada obtained by perfecting the chanting process for the sound representation of the Lord. There is no bar for chanting this transcendental sound by anyone, provided it is received through Narada's representative, coming down by the chain of cyclic succession or a parampara system. So, whatever Narada Muni is speaking here, Prabhupada's entire movement has been made so that we can follow this instruction of Narada Muni, of engaging ourselves in the service of the Lord, chanting His holy names, and hearing about the Lord. So, whatever Narada Muni is giving here, Prabhupada has made the entire movement so that we can follow those instructions. And now we will see how Narada Muni is telling him again, please, you know, he's requesting him. Text 40. Please therefore describe the Almighty Lord's activities which you have learned by your vast knowledge of the Vedas. For that will satisfy the hankerings of great learned men, and at the same time mitigate the miseries of the masses of common people who are always suffering from material pangs. Indeed, there is no other way to get out of such miseries. So here again, you know, Sri Narada Muni, from practical experience, he's asserting that the prime solution for all problems of devotion of material work is to broadcast very widely the transcendental glories of the Lord. Right? So when you broadcast the transcendental glories of the Lord, the four different classes of good men who acknowledge the authority of the Lord, as they are discussed as Artho, Jigyasu, Arthi, Jnani, Cha, the translation is given, they all are able to come to the Lord. And those people who are not interested also, they also get the benefit. But just by being the witness to the glories of the Lord, to seeing the devotees of the Lord being blissful and happy in the service of the Lord. So he is advising Vyasadeva to describe the glories of the Lord, to do good to all eight classes of men, both good and bad. Srimad Bhagavatam is therefore not meant for any particular class of men or sect. It is for a sincere soul who actually wants his own welfare and peace of mind. So we have to understand this thing, and we ourselves have to do great things. So we, through our lives, we have to glorify the Lord. Whatever activities we do, whatever things we get, we all use it in the service of the Lord. And we glorify the Lord, and we bring more and more people to the Lord. So this is the instruction of Narada Muni to Vyasadeva. The same thing we have to do. There's nothing different that is expected out of us. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the first canto, fifth chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Narada's Instructions of Srimad Bhagavatam to Vyasadeva. So, after today's class, we will have a break till the Christmas vacation of the kids is over, and then we will resume again in January, and we will start from the sixth chapter. The first canto is very beautiful, very sweet, very amazing, and we are very fortunate that we have each other's association to read the first canto so nicely with each other. Is there anything anyone else would like to share on the call? I sincerely apologize for all the disturbances and all the breaks that I had to take because of the Skype, and I don't know what was going on. I think Skype has a problem, as the calls were dropping and the calls were coming back, and then one Mataji was not able to hear, but I think that was local problem for her. It was something she needs to fix at her end. Maybe it was some locally, so Skype was not working properly on her machine. I sincerely apologize, but it was beyond my control. I'm sorry for the breaks that happened in our reading of this great literature, Srimad Bhagavatam. I apologize, and I'll see if there is any way I can fix it. Thank you very much. Anything anyone would like to share, any inspiration you received or anything you want to share with all of us, you know, so that we can all enhance in our bhakti. There is Amutha Mataji, there is Shalini Talwar Mataji, there is Sudha Chenuru Mataji, and who else is there on the call? Hare Krishna? Anyone else? Anyone would like to share anything? Shalini Talwar, you have anything to share with all of us?
No, Mataji, I'm sorry. Nothing at this time.
Anyone else? Amutha Mataji, Sudha Chenuru.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Sudha here. First time I'm hearing Mataji. I never heard this story. So it is like every Tuesday and Thursday I'll be looking for the story to come up, because if I read also it's not going into the mind, but when you explain the things, it is very effective, and I'm trying to follow each and everything step by step. So as I could not take it completely, and you give small quotations like the passion and ignorance, which is like really effective. Although I could not read all of it, but it's so wonderful, like reading Bhagavatam with all of the other devotees. And thank you, Mataji, for doing this service. Thank you.
Thank you. Bhagavatam, when we read with the devotees, then the subject matter becomes more clear. That is what Bhagavatam itself says in the third canto. So yes, this is very beautiful. And I personally feel a lot of hope when I read Dharaguru's story, that okay, I have to do this. I just have to follow what Prabhupada said very sincerely. And you know, there is so much opportunity that is available to serve the devotees. If we do that, like, you know, Prabhupada has given us that opportunity. Harivilas Prabhu is giving us that opportunity. We have so much opportunity to serve, so much opportunity to hear. If I do that very sincerely in the right mood, as Narad Muni has described them, I have some hope. So I feel very hopeful today. Thank you, everyone. Ramsar Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, God, Premanandi, Hari, Hari, Bol.